Limited.
BBC
Radio 6.
Music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Richard D. James, trading on this occasion as AFX and Hangable Auto Bulb from 1995 on Walt Records, and that was Laughable Butane Bob. Hey, thanks for joining me. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. I'm Stuart McConey. I'll tell you more about what we have for you this evening after we've heard a couple of brand new tunes. Ellen Tamara has worked with Quez and Dells in the past. Her first two EPs released on Quez's Bockle imprint. The new one's on Big Dada. It's a single called My Eyes.
My eyes are...
Thanks for tuning in to the Freak
very much enjoying the new album by Cassowary, the artistic nom de plume of Miles Shannon, who's been playing sax around LA and New York for years. He's worked with all kinds of people, Earl Sweatshirt, Terrell Stafford, and that's his new single. That's called Superhero. And before it, new from Elan Tamara is a single called My Eyes. So thank you for joining me here on the Freak Zone. Tonight we got Oval, Secondhand, Oil of Vervain, a new modern classical discovery of mine, new to me anyway, Ellen Arkbro, Mira Kallix's creative response to the coronavirus, the first new solo music in 30 years from Pete Kemba, aka Sonic Boom. My guest is Arca, and the featured album has been prompted by a listener letter from Neil Munro in the People's Republic of West Fife from Dunfermline. To be precise, he said he's been enjoying some outstanding music on the show recently. Thanks, Neil. Dungeon Synth, Revolutionary Army, The Infant Jesus. He's also been listening to the fabulous Kern concerts of Keith Jarrett. And he says, I've been struck by how much of the improvisation around a theme is echoed in so much of the later experimental music you beautifully showcase on this show. Maybe worth bringing this exceptional piece of improvised piano to a new audience. Well, we already have. We've had it as a featured album once before. But it's a good suggestion. How about then his solo piano debut for ECM? Some of it's composed, some of it's improvised, and a lot of people think this is right up there with the Kern concert as his best work. He maintained two careers, Keith Jarrett, the great Keith Jarrett, still does. on Impulse Records and in Europe on ECM, the German label. But for me, his ECM work is his finest work. And his debut for that label came just a couple of years after Manfred Eicher had set the label up in Germany. Released in 1972, it's called Facing You. A couple of tracks from it now, Vapalia and Semblance.
Thank you.
beautiful stuff. Just to quote you a little of the All Music Guide's review of it, it says, a remarkable effort that reveals more and more with each listen. One of the most important recordings in contemporary jazz for several reasons. Signature piece of the early ECM label, hallmark recording of solo piano in any discipline, a distinct departure from the mainstream of jazz, a breakthrough for Jarrett, and a studio prelude for that most famous solo project to follow, the Köln Concert. Well, the Köln Concert goes, is the biggest selling jazz album ever, also on ECM. But I think I like this every bit as much. I'm going to play a track in the second part of the show, which is absolutely terrific. 10 minutes of absolutely brilliant, propulsive piano play. They were Vapalia and Semblance, starting off our featured album for tonight, our dip into Facing You by Keith Jarrett. Pete Kemba has made his first solo album in 3 decades, Pete Kemba being Sonic Boom, former member of Spaceman 3, of course. Yeah, 1989 Spectrum was Pete's last solo album, although he's been collaborating with people down the years like Panda Bear and Beach House. But anyway, he's back, All Things Being Equal, recorded in the surroundings of his garden in Sintra in Portugal. This track is called I Can See Light Bend.
I can see light bend.
sent me a new pink limited edition cassette. I do love receiving your vinyl and limited edition cassettes and all those things, and bespoke artifacts. They're lovely artifacts. If you do have download codes and such like, it just makes it a little easier when I'm putting the show together. But thank you very much. It's also on Collapsing Drums Bandcamp as well. Or a Pay What You Want download or a limited edition pink cassette from Charlie Behrens. Live modular jams captured in self-isolation during lockdown. All profits go to the Haringey Migrant Support Centre in London. And that was from And Then It Stopped by Charlie Behrens, a track called The Clicker. And before it, I Can See Light Bend from the first album in yonks, 3 decades, by Sonic Boom, Pete Kemba. So still to come, we've got more from our featured album, Keith Jarrett's Facing You. We have that interview with Arca about her new album. And we've got music from Lothar and the Hand People after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30, I'm Adam Porter. Tougher lockdown restrictions may be reimposed in Leicester because of a flare-up of cases of coronavirus in the city. The Home Secretary, Priti Patel, said the local authority was being offered support and resources to put in place local measures. The government's most senior civil servant, Sir Mark Sedwill, is to leave his post as Cabinet Secretary. His departure will be seen as a victory for the Prime Minister's chief adviser, Dominic Cummings. Dave Penman, the General Secretary of the FDA Union, which represents senior civil servants, says Sir Mark had been a target for a while.
We have seen over months now anonymous briefings, either from Number 10 or those around them, undermining Sir Mark, undermining other leaders in the civil service. And really that is corrosive and divisive, and it's not the way to run an effective government, to be honest.
Boris Johnson is preparing to unveil plans for the UK to build its way out of the economic crisis, constructing schools, hospitals and new roads. He'll set out the details in a speech on Tuesday. Paul Johnson, the director of the Institute for Fiscal Studies, says it's difficult to predict if the strategy will work.
In the short run, because they'll increase the number of people in work and the amount of demand in the economy, you'll get some payback straight away. And in the long run, if they're useful, they will help the economy grow more quickly than it otherwise would have done. The risks, of course, are that if you do things quickly, you may end up doing low-quality infrastructure projects which don't pay for themselves.
President Trump has provoked an outcry by sharing a video on Twitter showing one of his supporters shouting white power during a confrontation with protesters. A White House spokesman said the president hadn't heard the comment in the video. Football. Manchester City are through to the FA Cup semi-finals after beating Newcastle 2-0. Arsenal needed an injury-time goal to defeat Sheffield United 2-1 to secure their place. Chelsea are also through after beating Leicester 1-0. That's Six Music News. Next update's at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music.
A machine.
only found out just the other week that Lothar of Lothar and the Hand People is a theremin. One of that bunch of kind of strange, out the psychedelic rock at the last part of the 1960s that I quite enjoy. 50-foot hose, United States of America, that kind of ilk. Lothar and the Hand People, and one of their best-known tunes, Machines, from the album Presenting Lothar and the Hand People. I'm Stuart McConey, and this is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. If you want to get in touch with the show, I always love that, of course. That rustle you can hear is me taking out a letter I got just this week from Duncan, I'm thinking this is. It says, you often invite listeners to get in touch, and as a committed child of the zone with a self-published book, I thought I would do that. I've got a website, there's a playlist on each chapter, and it's taken a bit longer than I expected. And he also streams a live radio show on North Island Radio based in Dingwall from home. So, well, thank you very much, and I'll check out your playlist. And again, I'd love to hear from you. So get in touch with me either by email or on the social medias, or you can write to me as well. Our featured album tonight is from Keith Jarrett. It's his solo piano debut, and it's called Facing You on ECM Records. Started taking piano lessons at the age of three. He was on a radio program led by the big band leader Paul Whiteman at the age of five. He was giving recitals around Allentown when he's, you know, 7 and 8 year old. Went to Berkeley, moved to New York. Art Blakey picked up on him, recruited him into the Jazz Messengers. And after that, well, the rest is history, part of the Miles Davis fusion era. His initial solo projects were on electric piano, but since then he's created this fantastic catalogue of acoustic piano music that began with his first release on ECM Records, Facing You, recorded in the October of 1971 in Oslo, Norway, all on the same day, a day after he appeared with the Miles Davis septet there. And this is one of the composed pieces, and I absolutely love this. This is the opening track, In Front. A stride-inspired gospel romp with a muscular left hand and soaring right hand notation is what one review said about that, showcasing the different sides of his eclectic virtuosity. Keith Jarrett. And the longest piece at just over 10 minutes, From Facing You, his solo piano debut. It's the opening track on that record, and there'll be more from it a little bit later on in the show. You're listening to The Freak Zone with me, Stuart McConey. Arca is a trans musician and performance artist, originally from Venezuela, but after several years in the US, now lives in Barcelona. On her new album, Kick One, she kind of reconnects with her Latin American heritage and brings in collaborators like Björk, Rosalía, Shy Girl and Sophie. Well, we caught up with Arca down the line from home to find out more.
Between a self-titled record and Kick One, there's been multiple instances of what I like to affectionately dub skin sheds. There was a part of me that wanted to make itself known to others in an explicit way, despite that journey and that process requiring a considerable amount of bravery, and I wanted to think things through. I don't really sit down knowing when an album is starting or ending. I just kind of make music and I never stop. Things that I was thinking about, however, rebirth, change, faith, love, transhumanism, robotics, cyborg entities, disagreeing with human creators and what happens in the face of that disagreement. Do we just subjugate the AI because it doesn't want to do what we want? Or do we try and listen and understand it? I think about speculative fiction and I think about science often. For me, non-binary is a special song. I mean, any song that I open a record with, I give considerable care.
I do what I wanna do when I wanna do it. I check out the bags to prove it. Hips to move it around and make shapes, yes. Trim the waist off and the waist down, girl, it slipped off. As French tips wrapped.
It was for it to be a rallying cry, to excite and impassion in the face of oppressive binaries. I mean, I'm not saying to forego binaries altogether. I'm saying when it's useful to think in binary terms, do so. But when it's not useful, it can be oppressive. So kick against that, you know? Question things.
Who do you think you're dealing with? No.
In the last 4 years of working on this record, I may have inadvertently found a way to undo a split about trying to keep my solo work completely solo and trying to keep my collaborative work to be for others. And I was just thinking, rather than producing for others, producing solely for myself and trying to be hermetically sealed and fully self-sufficient, what surprising results could a record of mine surprise me with if I made space for contributions that I wouldn't have been able to even think of? All of them were collaborations that happened from afar, but after like having chemistry in person, you know, having good vibe on a personal level and on like a hangout level, I think that was an important thing. Each collaboration was also very different. In the case of Sophie, there was a song that was very high energy, you know, and very kind of like fiery. You know, when in the case of Björk, like just sending her multiple things and having her choose what she felt excited by. Same with Rosalía. The less I kind of had an idea in mind for what was going to come, the more I would be surprised by what each guest musician was going to send back. And that's what I was craving and looking for, you know, like an element of not being in control, but rather making space for the unexpected to occur and for that to surprise myself and the collaborators, and kind of chasing it down like a rabbit hole of something that we couldn't have done on our own. When the pandemic started hitting hard and everything got frozen, XL was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, yes, let's take this risk, because I just felt like reckoning and crisis could coexist with celebration and joy and a rallying cry. Now is the time to be as generous as possible. Now is the time for full motion picture sci-fi fantasy, a place to go to that you can come back from and feel recharged or feel like you can see things differently.
Metal de tal pa' cual que tal, mírala chupar, la beba de un mango bajito, un menemeleme adicto, chiquitito, sabrosito, riliqui. Regenerate, Lord, regenerate, to generate heat in the light, love in the face of fear, fear in the face of God. Dígame, un never end to break off.
Pongo la mayonesa fresca, plata en la mesa, como mayonesa, un tiro en la cabeza, tira mi destreza y saca.
Chiquitito, sabrosito, triqui.
Was Rikiki from Kick One, the new album by Arca, released on Friday, and you will be hearing more from that album on the Six Music playlist during the week. From a neglected period in Tool's history, the third album, much harder and darker sounding than its predecessor, Stand Up, which Ian Anderson says it's because he was knackered after a US tour and was frustrated with the music business. Here's a great track, To Cry You a Song.
Trying to remember.
From the Amsterdam-based electronic artist Beck Plexus and her album Stick Lip, which she describes as an absurd confessional booth inside the church of Beck Plexus. Well as that, she put together the Freak Zone playlist for us last night. That's downloadable now at the BBC Sounds app. And before it, from the third album Benefit, Jethro Tull, To Cry You a Song. Mia Kallix, whose music we've enjoyed on this show quite a lot recently, or in recent years, got in touch. Hey, Stuart, hope you're well. Just wanted to send you a new release. I have done this for two great charities I really believe in, working with migrants, refugees and BAME communities all year round with campaigns to combat the effects of the pandemic on the vulnerable. If you Google for Mira Kallix and face mask, you'll see the designed face mask that she's doing as well. This track, Lazy River, was made during lockdown and contains outside sounds of encounters from my daily walks. It arrived a little too late for our alfresco Freak Zone, which I hope you enjoyed, but I thought it worked perfectly here. See what you think of it. This is Mira Kallix and Lazy River.
Other success stories are instructive too.
Cloth coverings to slow the spread of the virus.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Has died.
That money means not having to sleep.
The color of my skin means nothing.
None of those leaders said, so what, as their nation's death toll mounted. Also, to play down the virus and call it a hoax.
Oh my God.
Social distancing is a marvel.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, no.
Each of these leaders communicated to us.
The coronavirus in the United States.
And hard work.
Lazy River.
Get the water.
We're submerged.
A water bottle.
You, me.
My uncle, he says, died looking at my father and saying, I should have heard you and used the mask.
Individual responsibility for social distancing.
France was the first country to have a death in Europe from COVID-19.
Is anybody at home?
Harry's lights on in his garage, but I think, nah, maybe that's just a security light.
We all have seen how crucial it is to join forces individually.
The reason why we're dying in New York is because they are not doing what they're saying on TV.
Don't just want the immigration health service
on Thursday evening, and for the 9 week in succession, people right across the UK are showing their support and appreciation for NHS staff, key workers, and for carers.
Down and off, real down.
Yeah.
And pull up slowly.
Han visto el mando Mateos, médico de familia del centro de salud rural.
And we haven't even, you know, mourned as a country all the people who have already lost their lives.
Ist das nicht normal, diese einzelnen Infektionen nachzuvollziehen?
I've been really enjoying the clapping that you from
Ada, a dry cold, and the jumping
nerves of the signs of COVID-19.
They are lying to this country, they are lying to the world. They are not doing enough for this pandemic.
Today, however, I felt betrayed. Start in the back.
To initially talk about herd immunity as a strategy. In New Zealand, we knew that
it would allow the disease, as it were, to move through the population.
Just turn Brazil into the world's new pandemic hotspot.
Come on, trouble.
At least 105 people confirmed by the Press Association have died in the NHS and social care from coronavirus. We'd like to give each and every one of them their name and what they did for their country.
They're completely covered up.
There you go, because you got to be safe, love.
I do, you too.
Be safe, then be sorry.
Exactly.
Anyway.
How long are you waiting for a bus?
We did not deliver PPE to the front line when it was needed. We did not follow global advice on self-isolation.
Coronavirus, you know that.
Another UN group launched under South Korea's lead to international efforts to tackle global the launch of the support group globally predicted
in areas where there is active community transmission of the SARS coronavirus 2, a cloth face mask should be worn whenever a person is in a community setting. For example, in retail businesses such as grocery stores, pharmacies, and home improvement stores, where they may be near other people.
Terrific stuff and fascinating stuff from Mira Kalix, produced in lockdown and a commentary on the coronavirus pandemic. And that was a track called Lazy River. And do check out Mira. Google for Mira Kalix, M-I-R-A-C-A-L-I-X. And you can find out exactly what she's doing of a charitable nature over this period. I have been doing during lockdown a lot of indoor cycling while watching kind of GoPro footage of cycling on my iPad, if you see what I mean, and then putting music with it. There's sometimes been thrown up some brilliant juxtapositions. I had a playlist on the other day that threw up this as I was cycling through New York late at night. I'm new to the work of Ellen Arkbro, but I'm loving this track from an album called For Organ and Brass. It was on a playlist called minimalism, which is covers such a multitude of sins, that phrase. It's almost meaningless. I think in this case, it really is. But it's a brilliant track, Mountain of Air.
Thank you.
Ellen Arkbro, a new name on me. She might not be on you, but I will be playing more of her material. She doesn't just work with conventional forces for kind of classical music. There's electric guitar pieces, etc., etc. And that, as you'd imagine, from an album called For Organ and Brass, was For Organ and Brass. And it was a piece of music called Mountain of Air. World Sanguine Report have a new album called Skeleton Bush, a CD with a series of art prints as well with it. This is a track from it called No Reason.
So soon.
Simon from Random Spectacular got in touch with me. He says, you've previously featured very kindly some of our projects, audio-related, Robson John, Simon Kirby, etc., etc., etc. Got a new label called Blackford Hill, and I look forward to sharing news of our new releases with my Random Spectacular hat, and I'm pleased to enclose a copy of East Coast Line. Compositions inspired by time spent travelling and exploring in various parts of the eastern counties of England and Scotland. Box set CD, original wood engraving and badge. You can download it digitally as well. East Coastline, and that rather lovely track was called Keith Water. And before it, Touch of the Tom Waits about No Reason from World Sanguine Report and Skeleton Bush, their new album. So still to come, we have one more track from our featured album, Facing You, the debut solo album from Keith Jarrett, and something from Second Hand. After the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9:30. I'm Adam Porter. The government's most senior civil servant, Sir Mark Sedwill, is to leave his post as Cabinet Secretary. His departure will be seen as a victory for the Prime Minister's chief adviser, Dominic Cummings, who's long called for an overhaul of the civil service. Sir Mark was appointed while Theresa May was Prime Minister, and one of his predecessors, Lord O'Donnell, said there had been tensions since Boris Johnson took over.
They're probably quite a difficult team to work with, to be honest, and I wonder about how keen people will be to come next, someone who can really work with the government to deliver their programme, but also do it objectively and impartially and be able to speak truth unto power.
The government has confirmed that tougher lockdown restrictions may be reimposed in Leicester because of a rise in the number of cases of coronavirus. One local Labour MP has said a new lockdown should be ordered now to save lives. The governor of California has ordered bars in Los Angeles to close again because of a rise in coronavirus cases. The governor of Texas has said matters there have taken a very swift and dangerous turn. President Trump has provoked an outcry by sharing a video on Twitter showing one of his supporters shouting white power during a confrontation with protesters. Mr. Trump's tweet was later deleted. The White House said the president had not heard what it called the one statement in the video. Appearing on NBC's Face the Nation program, the only black Republican senator, Tim Scott, condemned the chant.
The truth of the matter is when you hear things like that racist chant towards white power, we should have the same response with the same type of energy that we have for those folks we know have been disadvantaged for so long. We should stand up and say, that's not right. That's not right.
Boeing looks set to begin test flights of its grounded 737 MAX aircraft as soon as tomorrow, after the US Federal Aviation Administration gave its permission. The plane was taken out of service last year after two crashes in which more than 300 people died. And that's Six Music News for tonight.
BBC Radio 6 Music. Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
Walking through the country, that's a peaceful place. In the garden of the Maker is a friend.
Listening to the singing of a lonely bird, it's as if they realize in the corners of their eyes they can see their flight is coming to an end.
All the natural colors banished from our sight.
There'll be no more sunsets in the afternoon, melting softly into night. Only artificial light. Well, I guess that if that's progress, it's alright.
Yeah.
from an excellent compilation, Spaced Out, the story of Mushroom Records, about the London indie started in Chalk Farm in 1970 by Vic Keary, covering all kinds of music over the three-year lifespan, traditional folk, traditional Indian music, avant-garde jazz, world music, and a bit of prog too, which I guess covers that, Funeral by Second Hand. Let's dip back for a final time then into the debut solo album for Keith Jarrett on ECM Records, Facing You, from 1972. And this is the rather drippily titled My Lady, My Child.
Thank you.
My Lady, My Child. Keith Jarrett, 1972, ECM Records, the final selection from our featured album Facing You, and hope you've enjoyed it. Marcus Popp, who makes music as Oval, we've played a lot on this show. Really, they were one of the pioneers of the glitch techno movement. Well, it's his first album in 5 years as Oval on Chicago's Thrill Jockey Records. It's called Sis, and this is Improg. Oil of Vervain have a new split EP with Black Cloud Summoner, and Steve from Oil of Vervain sent it to me recently. He was enjoying our Dungeon Synth. He's a regular reader to Weird Walk magazine and says, hope you dig it. Well, I did indeed. That was Non-Human Presence from Oil of Vervain, and before it from the new album from Oval. It was a track called Improg. That is almost it for tonight. Don't forget this week's playlist, an hour's worth of tracks from Beck Plexus on the BBC Sounds app. Don Letts is next. And I'll leave you with something from this great new album, The Daily Biological, by the Chad Taylor Trio, which I'm really enjoying. And this is a tune called Resistance. I'll see you soon.
Radio.
Music.
Don Letts. Hey girls. Hey boys. Superstar DJs. Here we go.